How do you prevent decalcification around brackets during orthodontic treatment? Although most patients tend to clean their teeth well, every orthodontist has a few patients who are simply lazy, and they allow plaque to accumulate around the brackets. No matter how much we try to encourage them to clean their teeth, they're simply not going to perform good oral hygiene. Unfortunately, these patients end up with permanent decalcification around the teeth, which can be extremely unattractive when the appliances are removed. But in a recent study published in the March 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist, authors showed how simply using a commercially available pit and fissure sealant painted between the gingival margin and the bracket could reduce white spot lesions significantly. I think this is an excellent clinical tip for any orthodontist to be aware of. So I'd like to review that study for you on this issue of Practical Reviews in Orthodontics. The title of the article is Effectiveness of Pit and Fissure Sealants in Reducing White Spot Lesions During Orthodontic Treatment. This study comes out of the orthodontic department at Baylor University and is co-authored by Adam Benham and Phil Campbell. The purpose of this study was to determine whether a highly filled resin sealant called UltraSeal XT Plus clear sealant could be used for prevention of white spot lesions. Now we know that the typical use for this product is as a pit and fissure sealant to reduce occlusal caries in posterior teeth. The reason that this type of sealant is successful is that it is highly filled and therefore resistant to mechanical abrasion. What this study wanted to do is determine if this commercially available product could be used between the bracket and the gingival margin in a group of orthodontic patients and be successful at reducing white spot lesions. These researchers placed the sealants in 60 healthy adolescent patients who were undergoing orthodontic treatment at the orthodontic department at Baylor College of Dentistry in Dallas. There were 30 male and 30 female subjects in the group. These patients were between 11 and 16 years of age and had brackets placed on all of the teeth. Between 2 weeks and 3 months after the initial bonding, the authors placed the pit and fissure sealant on the teeth in these subjects. Now, in order to assess the effectiveness of the sealant, this material was not placed on all teeth. The authors divided the sample into either right or left halves of the mouth and alternately placed the sealant on half the teeth so each subject could be compared to themselves using what's called a split mouth research design. The placement of the sealant is really rather straightforward. Phosphoric acid gel is placed on the teeth for 15 seconds and then removed and dried. The UltraSeal pit and fissure sealant is then placed between bracket and gingival margin and is light cured for 20 seconds. These sealants remained on the teeth for the duration of the experiment, which was about 15 to 18 months. At that time, the authors compared the amount of decalcification on the sealed teeth versus the non-sealed teeth in all 60 subjects. Okay, I think you get the idea of the experiment. What did these researchers find? Question number one, did the sealant work? The answer to that question is yes. In the teeth that were sealed, 6 areas of decalcification were noted. In those teeth that were not sealed, over 20 teeth showed decalcification. Therefore, the teeth without the sealants had nearly a 4 times greater number of white spot lesions than teeth that had sealants. Question number two, where did most of the white spot lesions occur? In this study, 70% of the teeth with white spot lesions were found in the maxillary arch and only 30% in the mandibular arch. Question number three, which teeth suffered the most from white spot lesions? In this study, the authors found that the maxillary laterals and canines without sealants showed the highest incidence of white spots. So there you have it. Pit and fissure sealants are effective. This would be such an easy thing to apply in an orthodontic practice. One would not need to use the sealants on the posterior teeth, or perhaps even in the mandibular anterior region. If 1 or 2 months after orthodontic treatment began, at one of the appointments you simply applied the sealants to the maxillary 6 anterior teeth, think of the possible improvement that one could have in reducing white spot lesions, especially in those patients who have poor oral hygiene. Anyway, if you'd like to review this study that documents the improvement in reducing white spot lesions using pit and fissure sealants during orthodontics, you can find it in the March 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.